public hearing concerned Phase 1 of the revised Snyderville General Plan, comprised of 9 chapters and over a dozen neighborhood plans, but the crowd came just to talk about Highland Estates. Council members admitted they were hearing blowback against the citizen input they had received from an earlier hearing this summer. Although Highland Estates is zoned rural residential, a number of contracting and landscaping businesses have operated there for years, often storing trucks, trailers, and heavy equipment on the residential lots. Prompted by complaints, the county's code enforcement officer recently cited half a dozen businesses, but the county put the enforcement on hold as business owners at the August meeting asked the county to allow their operations. In response, said Claudia McMullen Wednesday, they briefly discussed the idea of expanding what a home-based business could be there. But faced with a blizzard of protests from residents concerned their neighborhood was going commercial, the staff made revisions to the neighborhood plan directed by Councilmember Chris Robinson, chopping out some draft language that might expand business. And they indicated Highland Estates is primarily a residential neighborhood and the county will address commercial uses that may violate its zoning. Some 30 residents spoke Wednesday, a majority saying they were happy to see the county's reversal, taking the wind out of the sails of their protests. Several suggested they could allow the existing businesses to stay there or be grandfathered, possibly with some restrictions. But Kathy Apostolakis didn't agree. She said she's a neighbor to Randy Godfrey's High Country Lawn Care, a business that's been a focus of the debate.
Grandfathering people who have really chose to ignore our codes is not fair. We live next door to Randy Godfrey, and to be quite honest, we couldn't be happier for the success that Randy's had with his business. But the bottom line is, it turned into vehicles. They just kept coming and coming because that's part of his business. And so the success he's had is wonderful, but it needs to go to commercially zoned property now. That's a cost of doing business.
Another neighbor, John Manley, said the vehicles at Godfrey's business are shielded, but the constant traffic of employees and trucks is a hassle. He played a recording that he had taped just Wednesday.
I was working in my office, and I happened to hear what I hear all so often now, and this is recorded from inside my house, inside my front door. I was standing in my front doorway, recording this with the door open. Now, when the door was closed and I was in my office on the back side of the house, I could still hear it. And I've been hearing it all the time, and that's when I first approached Randy about it, because I was concerned, is this just going to keep getting worse? And I'm so concerned that if you choose to grandfather this, it will keep getting worse. Where it is right now, again, I feel like I've been a good neighbor. I've never complained. I've been very tolerant. I never want to hurt somebody's livelihood, but it's coming at the expense of me and my family, and I think others around me.
Godfrey, though, said that noise was from some landscape enhancement work he was doing around his home. On the other hand, some speakers said they don't find the operations obtrusive and business is entitled to operate. Casey Haywood said he's lived in the neighborhood for nearly 33 years.
There wasn't very many people there when I came. There were a few businesses, and I knew they were businesses. Now I'm kind of in between probably, I'd say at least 6 businesses, and none of those are intrusive to me. I like the fact that they're able to make a living, and I support them wholeheartedly. I lived in Salt Lake before I came up to God's country. I came up here to be in the country. Highland Estates is just plain my kind of place, and yeah, let's have business.
And others said the business owners have been good neighbors in emergencies. One of those making that point was 25-year resident Jean Theriot.
I've raised my family there, my grandkids. I've had family tragedies. And when it came to the tragedies, who stepped up? The people that had businesses. They've helped me through hardships. They've helped us through snow plowing. In my eyes, I can see that the county is trying to help us in some ways. But where have you been for 25 years? It seems like that we've pushed things aside, let things go, and now the people that are trying to make a living, help their neighbors, are getting penalized for it.
Several speakers also said Highland Estates is a funky live-and-let-live neighborhood, and residents need to talk to each other and find a solution. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.